This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Colby Sharp is a nerd, and he's proud of it. The fifth grade teacher in Parma, near Jackson, has a new book, The Creativity Project. In it, Sharp draws on the creativity of many authors and artists, encouraging kids to discover just how creative they can be. You're a teacher, a reader, a creator. Tell us a little bit about your background, how you got to be those things.
I was born and raised in the tiny town of Parma, Michigan. It's a one blinking light town, very, very small. And I went through school my whole life there. And then when I was a senior in high school, I had no idea what I wanted to do. And we read to elementary students on Fridays. I was a football player, and every Friday we went and we read to the elementary students. And I loved it. And I thought it was the coolest thing that I ever done. I loved how excited the kids were to see us. I loved sharing stories with them. And I just knew within two or three times of doing that I was going to be a teacher. So that's when I made that decision. I then went to our local community college and then transferred to Western Michigan University and became a teacher. I taught for 6 years in Battle Creek and in Lakeview Community Schools at Mingus Brook Elementary. And during my time at Lakeview, I really fell in love even more with children's literature. We had some really amazing literacy coaches there that really pushed reading workshop and helped us to just know the power of books. And started Twitter, and then through Twitter I met a lot of great friends, and through those relationships I helped start Nerdy Book Club, which is an online reading community through a blog, and we have had almost 1,000 people write posts for Nerdy Book Club since 2011, and now I'm back teaching in Parma, Michigan, back where I started.
But now you have a book coming out, The Creativity Project. Tell us about that. How did you get the idea? How did you get all these people to participate? And what you're hoping to accomplish with the book?
I was interviewing the author of Captain Underpants, Dave Pilkey, in Chicago, on his way to an author visit for a podcast that I co-host with my friend Travis Yonker called The Yarn. And we asked him where he started and when he started Captain Underpants. Mm-hmm. And he said that he started it when he was in the hallway in elementary school because he was kicked out of class. That just stuck with me, thinking like, man, ideas come from everywhere. And you never know where a story is going to come from. And you never know where an idea is going to bloom. And things can come from anywhere and anything. And mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how, you don't have to wait until you're an adult. You don't have to wait till you've graduated from college. Ideas come from anywhere and everywhere. I was really thinking about that, and I was talking with my agent, Molly O'Neill, about it, and we kind of brainstormed it and went back and forth, and the idea just kind of developed from there, and then we sent it off to publishers. Susan Rich from Little Brown, we had a meeting with her, and through my vision and her vision for it, it kind of grew into the Creativity Project, and from there, we started with a list of people that we wanted to be a part of the book. And we just put anyone and everyone we could think of, well over 100 names. And from there, we kind of narrowed it down to think of, we wanted a lot of different types of creators. We wanted people who create comics, people who create nonfiction, people who do fantasy, realistic fiction, picture book authors, illustrators. We wanted to have a little bit of everything. And we also wanted to make sure that it had a diverse group of creators, so that weren't just everyone who looked like me or were from places like I'm from.
Yeah.
And from there, I just started emailing them, and thankfully, most of them said yes.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I ask Sharp, what can we do to encourage creativity in our kids?
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about that. And for creativity, I know that school is a busy place, and we have so much that we need to cover, and we have so many things that we need to get done, and our teachers are feeling so much pressure to meet all of their standards and get their kids to test well and to perform well. And
sometimes I wonder if we get bogged down in those tests and we lose creativity.
Yeah, and I made a decision this year to try a creative start to our day.
Hmm.
So every single day, my students come in, and the bell rings at 8:25. Most of the kids are down here by 8:35, and they have until 9 o'clock to make whatever they want. They can create anything that they want. They can create a arcade game out of cardboard. They can create a story with paper and pencil. They can create a story on a computer. I have multiple students that are creating podcasts. I have students that are creating stop motion videos. I have students that are drawing. I have students that are coding. I have made the choice to give my kids time to create, and it is honestly one of the most amazing things I've ever done in my classroom. Mm. The kids are loving it. They refuse to give it up for anything. I had a parent say, my student is struggling with this. Could they use some of their creative start time to maybe work on that? And I was going to say yes, but this kid, a very quiet kid, was very adamant, saying, no, Mom, I cannot give up creative start time. It's the best time I've ever had at school. Mm-hmm. I'll practice at home. I'll practice at the weekend. On the weekends, I'll do whatever I can to not lose that time.
And what do you tell parents if they come to you and say, how can I encourage my child to be more creative or to read more or perhaps even to write?
Yeah, I would say no television in the bedroom. Mm. I think that's huge.
Television, what about computers, electronics, technology?
Yeah, I think that's a parent-by-parent thing. That's a tricky thing, and I don't know if I'd feel comfortable talking to parents about what to do with those devices, because I know a lot of school work is done on those devices.
True.
But I think, number one, I would say no TV in the room, because I think one of the biggest times that kids read is before bed. And I know that when they have a TV in their bedroom, then they watch TV before bed. So I think that's why I go there with the television. But I think it's the same thing that I had, the choices that I had to make in class. Like, we need to make time for it. Like, are we making time? Like, do we have creative time built into our day at home? I know kids are running, but if we can make sure that we build in time to create, where everyone in the family is creating, maybe it's one night a week and then an extended period of time on the weekend. But I think if you give kids time, if you give kids the materials and the space, then you'll find that kids want to make things and kids are creative at heart. And I think that so often it's not that kids stop being creative. I think it's that the creativity is just beaten out of them by the world that we live in.
So you're coming to BookBug, or this is a bookstore in Kalamazoo. What can people expect at the event?
I'm hoping it's going to be a giant party. Really excited to hang out with Joanna and the team there. We will have multiple creators from the Creativity Project are coming. Lori Keller is coming, the author of Arnie the Donut. Travis Yonker is coming, a school librarian on the west side of the state, and he's a school library journal blogger. And also Liesl Shurtleff, the author of Rump, the true story of Rumpelstiltskin. She's coming up from Chicago. So we're going to have some fun. We're going to try some of these prompts out with kids and adults. And we're going to write, we're going to read, and we're going to laugh, and we're going to create. Should be awesome.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Colby Sharp, author of The Creativity Project. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.